Could social workers be a vital link for families whose loved ones are in nursing homes? The Irish Association of Social Workers say they should be sent in to help communicate with families. They say there's been a breakdown in contact, particularly during distressing times for nursing home residents. Cian McCormack has the story and he joins us now. Cian, tell us more about what the association is calling for.
Well, the Irish Association of Social Workers wants HSE social workers to be part of those COVID-19 response teams that are deployed into nursing homes during the pandemic, as you were saying. It also says that this is needed so there can be a clear communication link between distressed families, the nursing homes and residents. Here's Sinead McGarry of the Irish Association of Social Workers.
Last April in wave one, the innovative work of social workers, HSE managers and some public nursing homes resulted in the redeployment of social workers into nursing homes. And those social workers provided crisis support and communication care for the length of the outbreak. It received really positive feedback from families and care staff. On the basis of the work that was done within those public units, the Irish Association of Social Workers developed a liaison model, which we have promoted and presented to the HSE. We've written to government in relation to rolling this out on a national level because we believe that all residents and all families should have equitable access to the kind of crisis support and communication care we're promoting.
The Irish Association of Social Workers has written to the Minister for Health and the HSE about this. It's also calling for clearer guidelines for families of residents so they know exactly what the rules are in terms of visiting sick or dying relatives during lockdown. Again, here's Sinead McGarry.
The national guidance is dense, it's complex, and we haven't provided any plain English guides for residents or families. We also don't have any information in that guidance for families should nursing homes refuse to work with the spirit of the guidance or comply with the recommendations that are contained within it. So families have found themselves being unable to comfort or connect with their relative in the final days of their lives because in some cases they can't contact the nursing home because it's so overwhelmed. For families who are getting in to spend time with their relatives at the end of life, some are saying that it's at a very late stage when the person is unaware of their presence and it's causing huge distress and huge upset because we have to remember that these are residents and families who've had a prolonged period of separation over the course of almost a year now. So for some family members, this may be the first time that they're seeing them or physically connecting with them.
Very real impact on families. Sinead McGarry talking to you there, Cian, and you've been talking to some families.
Yes, Audrey. For example, one family I talked to said they needed that clearer information about visitation rules when their mother was dying. And also the people I spoke with were part of a group on Facebook run by families called Care Champions. Here's Magella Beattie from that group.
Some people are saying we are so thankful when a phone is actually answered. Because nursing homes are so overrun at the minute, there is nobody to contact. And when there's an outbreak in a nursing home, families are overly worried, and rightly so. So there needs to be an individual advocate in a nursing home or a liaison officer that family can contact who will work with the family to let them know what's happening, to give them updates.
That's Magella Beattie there. So what are the nursing homes saying, Cian?
Nursing Homes Ireland agrees it's a good idea to have social workers as part of COVID-19 response teams. Here's its CEO, Tadhg Daly.
What we need to ensure now is, given the pressures on the entire health service and indeed nursing homes, that all available resources are deployed. And that's ultimately a matter for the HSE in terms of the supports that they are in a position to provide to nursing homes.
And what the Irish Association of Social Workers is looking for, they also say that there are also needs for clearer guidance for families. Do you think it should be made clearer?
Well, there's very, very good communication now between nursing homes and residents ultimately, but also families. I mean, the visiting restrictions that we've seen over the last while are there as a result of the Health Protection Surveillance Centre guidance. And if people are looking for more guidance, then that's a matter for the HPSC, the Health Protection Surveillance Centre.
That's Tadhg Daly there from Nursing Homes Ireland. The Social Workers Association say that they have written to the Minister for Health and the HSE. Any response, Cian?
Yeah, a spokesperson for the Department of Health said it has continuing engagement with the HSE in Nursing Homes Ireland, and it added the redeployment of social workers is a matter for the HSE. The HSE said it's open to reviewing the Irish Association of Social Workers' proposals However, it also pointed to the recommendations of the expert panel review for nursing homes, which includes that each nursing home provider takes a lead role to ensure dedicated staff facilitate communication with residents and families.
Okay, Cian, thank you very much. Cian McCormick there reporting for us. It's 7:45.